Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, 10:3. This Mishnah is going to be the third of the three listing who doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba, and it's going to talk about different groups of people, like generations and the like. So we have, first of all, the Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, who were guilty of basically theft and also zanus, like immorality. So Ein Lem Chelek L'Olam Haba, they have no portion in the world to come. And also Ve'Ein Omdim Medin, they're not going to stand up to face that final Yom HaDin HaGadol VaNora at the end of the story of human history, to be judged again. In other words, their punishments that they got through the flood was sufficient, and that's going to be the end of them. I only can imagine that if there were other Yechidim in any of these groups, individuals who didn't deserve this, then they would get a different judgment. We're talking about the generation in general. You'll see that that's more explicit in other cases elsewhere. As far as this notion of the Yom HaDin HaGadol VaNora, the Great Day of Judgment, where people are judged either to go into Olam Haba and live forever or to be punished further, and the base of that is a psukim, most notably the pasuk in Daniel at the very end of Sefer Daniel, the final perek, where it says, V'rabim miyeshne admas afar yakitsu, the masses who are sleeping in the dirt will arise, Eile l'chaya olam, some of them will go on to eternal life, Ve'eile l'charafos v'dirion olam, and some of them to eternal shame and rejection. So the point is that the Dor HaMabul won't even face that. They've had enough. They won't get judged, only to be punished further. Their punishment was sufficient. They're considered like poshe umos olam, that are sinners of the Gentile sinners, that are poshe begufam, with their bodies, as opposed to something more worse, like a direct rebellion against Hashem, sort of on a ideological, intellectual level. How do we know that the generation of the flood won't have the tchias amesim before the end olam haba? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Lo yadon ruchi ba'adam la'olam. And that's a drasha taken out that as if it says the word lo twice, both lo yadon and also lo ruchi. So lo din, lo ruach, says the Mishnah. They won't get the judgment that would precede the Olam Haba stage, according to, like I said, most Mephoshim. And lo ruach, and they also won't participate and having, like, a, so to speak, a share in the spirit of Hashem, which goes on in reference to the righteous who partake in the spirit of Hashem in Olam Haba. That generation, that's group number one. Group number two is Dor HaFlaga, or really, technically speaking, it's really Dor HaPlaga, but everyone pronounced it HaFlaga, so we'll stick with that for now. Those people who built this Migdal Bavel, this big tower to the sky, exactly what they were trying to do. The Gemara gives a bunch of opinions. It's hard to understand. Either they were waging a war against Hashem somehow or other in response to the flood, whether it means they were going to fight Hashem or seal up the sky so it couldn't rain on them again, or just to build it for Avodah Zarah. Okay, there are different opinions. Whatever it is, it was a direct like revolt, rebellion against Hashem, and therefore it's much more severe in a way than just being poshe beguf, just giving into one's taivas and stealing and whatever. So Ein Lem Chelek L'Olam Haba. First of all, they have no place in the world to come. Shneimar, the pasuk says, V'yafetz Hashem Osam Misham Al Pnei Kol Haaretz. That's pasuk Ches there in Perek Yud Aleph. It says Hashem like scattered them from the face of the earth. But then the pasuk continues on and it says, and really the next pasuk Tes says, U'Misham Hefitzam Hashem. Again, in the context there, it's talking about why it was called Bavel, but it points again refers a second time to Hashem scattering them. So the second drasha is, there it's a separate thing. So it's the first one in Ches, Pasuk Ches was V'yafetz Hashem Osam, Hashem will scatter them, meaning he'll scatter them Olam Hazeh, that they won't survive Olam Hazeh, they're going to die. U'misham Hefitzam Hashem, the second reference in the next Pasuk, meaning they're scattered also, L'Olam Haba, not to make it into the world to come. Now, no mention here about their rising up or not rising up to face judgment later on. Tos Yom Tov says, yeah, since there's no mention that they're not going to rise up, of course the Yes are going to rise up. They'll get arisen in Tchias HaMesim, and they'll face further judgments because the crime they did was severe and the punishment they got wasn't sufficient to atone for it fully. Okay, so then they get judged. As for Anshe Stom, the third of the three non-Jewish groups that the Mishnah considers, the people of Stom, as in Stom and Amora, they're great sinners. So Eilim Chelik Lolam Haba, they have no place in the world to come. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Va'anshe Stom Ra'im V'chata'im Lashem Ma'od. The men of Stom were both Ra'im, evil, and also Chata'im, sinners, against Hashem, Ma'od, in the extreme. So, we darshan here, there's two expressions, the Ra'im, the evil, moving away from Hashem, and the Chata'im, moving against Hashem, are two separate things. Ra'im Bolam Hazeh, they're turning away from Hashem in this world, and therefore Chata'im, Lolam Haba, they're considered to be sinners in the world to come. But since their crime was severe and their punishment was not sufficiently enough, Aval Omnim Medin, they are going to face for the judgment in Tchias HaMesim, says the Mishnah, still to get it. Now, that there's a machlokas. Reb Nechemia Omer, Eilu Ve'Eilu, Reb Nechemia says both these and those, meaning the members of the generation of the flood, the first of the three, and Anshe Stom, the members of the citizens of Stom, the third of the three groups, Ein Omdim Badin, neither one will actually face further judgments at Tchias HaMesim time. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk that's really from Tehillim, so the proof text comes from Tehillim later on. It says, Al Kein Lo Yakumu Rasha'im B'Mishpat V'Chata'im Ba'Adas Tzadikim. And therefore, the Pasuk says, and therefore, the Rasha'im, the wicked, will not rise up in judgment to be judged, and the Chata'im, the sinners, Ba'adas Tzadikim, in the congregation of the righteous. So he understands, Rambam understands, that the Al Kein Lo Yakumu Rasha'im B'Mishpat, who are those Rasha'im who are not going to stand up in Mishpat, Ze Dor HaMabol, that's the generation of the flood. And therefore, who are the Chata'im Ba'ada Tzadikim, who are the sinners that will not rise up with the righteous to face judgment, according to Reb Nechemia? Elo Anshe Stom, these are the people of Stom who were referred to as Chata'im in the Pasuk. But the Chacham reject that drasha. They say, Amru Lo, the rabbis say, Einam Omdim Ba'ada Tzadikim. Yeah, they're not gonna stand up with the righteous and get the righteous judgment process. Avol omdin ba'adas rasha'im, but they will be resurrected with the other wicked people to face the wicked people judgment. Therefore, they will rise up and be judged again, said the Chachamim. Okay, now we're going to shift to some Jewish groups. So first we have the Meraglim. The Meraglim are the spies. Those are the 12 spies that were sent to send out the Eretz Yisrael. You know, and they came back and told Klal Yisrael, forget it. It's too much for us. Hashem can't do it. We can't go in to Eretz Yisrael. And the people bought into that, and that was obviously catastrophic. So the Mishnah says here, Ein lahem chelek lolam haba. They have no portion of the world to come. Again, so this would be my strongest proof to you that when it says a group doesn't have lolam haba, there are exceptions, of course, because we know that at least Kalev ben Yefuneh and Yeshua ben Nun are not included in the Meraglim who don't have lolam haba. So you see other groups as well, ostensibly there could have been Yechidim who were exceptional. Shneimar, what's the proof text to tell you that they're not going to make it to Olam Haba, the Meraglim? It says, V'yamusu ha'nashim motzei diba sa'aretz ra'a b'mageifa lifnei Hashem. Which means, and they will die, the people who spoke badly about Eretz Yisrael, b'mageifa, in a plague, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. Now, the idea here is being that vayamusu bolam hazeh, they're going to die in this world, but magefa, this plague refers to further death bolam haba, not getting any further punishment, not any further, you know, further punishment later on. Okay, so they don't get olam haba. If you'll ask, wait a second, the word magefa, how is that there to be a drasha? It's explaining how they're going to die in a plague in olam hazeh. The answer is, if it meant that, so it would have said vayamusu b'magefa ha'anashim, the people would die in a megefa. It doesn't say that. It says they'll die, and then later on, hanashem motzei diba sa'aretz ra, but megefa. The extra megefa later on tells you it's a different part of the problem, which is the megefa that keeps them from olam haba. Next, you have the Dor HaMidbar. Now, the Dor HaMidbar are the generation that lived contemporaneously with the Meraglim, and they followed their lead. Now, of course, the Meraglim are worse than the Dor HaMidbar, but the Meraglim doesn't say explicitly will they actually face judgment at Tchias HaMesim. It's not explicit. But here it says the Dor HaMidbar, the generation that were also living at the same time, who followed the bad advice and bad sentiments of the spies, the Meraglim, so and they died in the Midbar, Ein lem chelek l'olam haba, they won't get olam haba, Vein on the medin, but their punishment was sufficient, they won't rise up to be judged. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Ba Midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu. which in this the pasuk says, in this wilderness, this desert, yitamu, you will like kind of expire. Visham yimusa, and you'll stay dead there. So the drasha is that you're going to stay dead there and not be rise up further to face for the judgment. The simple understanding would be, therefore, that the people who are the Anshe Dor HaMidbar, the generation, were less bad than the Meraglim, who are more bad. They instigated the problem. And therefore, while the Dor HaMidbar won't Omdim Badin to face further judgment later on and further punishment later on, but the Meraglim will. That's a simple reading here. Now, whose opinion was it that the Dor HaMidbar won't make it further to Olam Haba? That's Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who seems throughout this mission here to sort of surprisingly, really uncharacteristically, interpret things to the detriment of the Klal Yisrael. And in fact, the Gemara speaks out that Rabbi Yochanan is surprised at Rabbi Akiva, you know, changing from his usual like Midas Chazidus of finding benefit and looking at the bright side of things, even bring a pasuk that would suggest that indeed Klal Yisrael does have a chelek in Olam Haba, even the generation of the Midbar. He brings a pasuk from Yirmiyah, which says, "Zacharti lach chesed no'rayach." Hashem says, "I remember the chesed, the kindness of your youth when you were just coming out of Egypt." Ahavas kilo sayach lech teich acharai b'midbar ba'eretz lo zarua. That you followed after me into the, you know, into the midbar with in faith. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Strange, Rabbi Kiva has done that." But anyways, here we actually have a Tana back in our Mishnah who argues with Rabbi Kiva in terms of the drush itself. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says, no, the people from the Dor HaMidbar, the generation of the came out of Egypt, they do have a chelek in Olam Haba, because Aleim Hu Omer, because the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk in Tehillim again, Isfu Li Chasidai Korsei Vrisi Ale Zavach, which means, gather for me my, I don't know, Chasidai, you know, my, call my righteous, right? That, Korsi Brisi, who established a covenant with me through Zavachim, through offerings, because the Pasuk back in Shmos, back in there by Har Sinai, so it says, V'yizbuchu Zavachim Shlamim, they brought offerings. V'yikach Moshe es Adam, V'yizrak Ala'am, V'yomar Hine Dam Habris Asher Karas Hashem Imachem. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkles them with this blood and saying, with this, Hashem is establishing a covenant with you that will be forever. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, listen, this is an eternal covenant. They're bound with Hashem. The whole generation is, yes, going to have a chelek in Olam Haba. Okay, now the next group, a Jewish group again, says the mission is Adas Korach, the group that participated in the rebellion of Korach. So those people, we know the ground opened up and swallowed them up, but there is a tradition you probably heard that they did tshuva on the way in. So here the Mishnah says, Adas Korach Eina Asira La'alos, says this first opinion here, the generation, the people of the congregation of Korach, they won't be rising up again from the ground that sucked them up to make them to Olam Haba. Shnei Mar, the Pasuk says, so the whole Pasuk says, I'll read the whole Pasuk, it says, Vayerdu Heim V'chol Asher Lahem, Chaim, they and everything that was alive with them, descended Sha'ola into the, I'll translate that as grave for now, Sha'ola grave, to the grave. Vatachas Alehem Ha'aretz V'yovdu Metocha Kahal. And the ground covered them up, and they were lost from the midst of the congregation. So you have two things happening here, says the Mishnah. Vatachas Alehem Ha'aretz, the ground covered them over, so that's goodbye in Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh. But then v'yovdu mitoch ha'kahal, they're lost from the congregation. That would be l'olam haba, their connection to the nation in the future. That's the loss. That's the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva again saying they haven't got any future. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says no. Aleim hu Omer, he brings a pasuk, this pasuk, to support that the Adas Korach will get a chance to find judgment and get into Olam Haba, perhaps, because they did tshuva, because he quotes a pasuk from Shmuel. A pasuk in Shmuel says, Hashem meimis u'mechayeh, Hashem kills and he resuscitates, he reinvigorates the dead. Morid sha'ol v'ya'al, he brings people into the sha'ol, that same word before sha'ol, like called the grave, v'ya'al, and then brings them up again. But the idea is that who were the people who went into the sha'ol? That was the Adas Korach, and Hashem brings them up again. So you see here, then in the end they will face a future judgment, and those who are worthy would even get into Olam Haba, thanks to the tshuva that they did, says Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, now, in truth, this is like, but now we begin a new mission as far as the Balvi is concerned, and this is really like a kind of a new topic. Now, we're still talking about groups of Klal Yisrael, but here we're talking about the Asaras HaShvatim and the 10 lost tribes. The question isn't, are they going to Olam Haba? The question is, will they be recovered and returned to the main Jewish people early within the course of history, like, you know, call it Olam Hazeh, Yimos HaMashiach, or are they lost forever? So says the Mishnah, Asaras HaShvatim, the 10 tribes, the Sincherev, you know, sent to the exile, but at the end, Ein Asidin Lachazor, they're never coming back. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, this is a pasuk really from in the Chumash itself that Moshe Rabbeinu says regarding people who serve Avodah Zarah. V'yashlichem el eretz acheres kayom hazeh. They'll be sent to this other land, kayom hazeh, like today. Now, what does it mean, kayom hazeh, like this day? What is that? How is being sent to a foreign land in any way like this day? What is it supposed to mean? So, Rabbi Akiva, once again, really coming down hard on the people of this Mishnah here, he says, "Ma hayom hazeh holech ve'eno chozer." Just as today, listen, when the day is gone, it's gone. There's no getting a day back. You got to make use of today, because when it's gone, you can't get it back. And so the same two, the 10 lost tribes, they were gone. You can't get them back again. They're gone forever. Afheim, so too, the 10 lost tribes, holchin, they went to this other land, ve'eno mechozer, they're not coming back again. The Rabbi Akiva, so that's what how Rabbi Akiva understands the like this day. But Rabbi Eliezer, once again, he has a much more promising, optimistic kind of approach to the pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Kayom Hazeh, what does it mean, they're gone like today? Mahayom Afilum Meir. Just as when it comes to every day, you know, it starts out by getting dark, and then after a time, it gets a light again. So it starts out dark, but then there's like sort of like a revelation and a like a redemption from the darkness, if you will, every day. So to Afaser Seshvatim Sha'afalahen, it's true that right now it's dark for the 10 tribes that went into exile. Of course, that's like their sun setting, so to speak. It's dark on them, but then Kachasid Lahayir Lahen. But in the future, the sun will shine again on them. They'll be found and reclaimed and returned back to the Jewish people and be reunited with them once again.